right.
That's right.
Too many millions.
Too many.
Now, a long time ago, when I think you were telling me about measuring, they used something, a post or something.
They would say notches. This is so many notches.
How would they do that?
I guess that's before the tape measure was invented, don't you guess? Mm-hmm. And then measured here and measured there and say, this is a notch.
Mm-hmm. If you have two of something, you have what?
Pair.
And when you are writing, like I'm writing with a
hook. A pen.
Okay, and something I can stick you with.
Oh, that's another pen, too.
Just a pen of a different kind. And after you soap up the dishes, what do you do to them?
Rinse them.
Okay. And if somebody helps you with that, you would say, he what?
Like somebody
he does what to the dishes? He
rinses.
Okay. And if some, after, you, if you're saying 40, 50, 60, after that, what might you say?
70.
If there's not much of anything around, if there wasn't much water, you might say water is real
scarce, and it is now.
It really is.
Since we've had this dry spell, I would say in some countries.
Let's see, if I bit into a lemon, it would make my mouth all scrunch up. I might say it's going to
shiver. Swivel.
Okay. If you were cooking something and it shrunk all up, you might say it what?
It shriveled up.
And if something cost a dime, another way of saying that would be
10 cents.
If what would you say that my daddy's sister would be to me?
An aunt.
Okay, and if you was talking about mine, though, you would say she is
your aunt.
Okay. And you said you make biscuits. You put, what do you make biscuits with?
Milk.
Okay. How do you mix it up now?
In the flour.
Flour and what?
And shortening. With milk. That's not like you make crackling bread, though.
Well, what's crackling bread?
That's what you make with the hogs that you render out lard with. Back when we was cutting up all those hogs, that fat meat, you cut it up and you render it out, and it makes lard. And those little drippings is called cracklings. Oh, that makes the best delicious bread you ever ate. That's right. It's really delicious.
Well, where would they kill all the hogs?
We've killed them here on the farm.
Have you done it before?
Certainly. I wished I had ever for hog I'd done up. I never would have to do up no more.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, they kill a hog, you know, they shoot it, and then they let it bleed, and then they take it and put it in a barrel and loosen the hairs off of it.
We,
the bristles, you know what I mean? That hot water does. They put it in that hot water in the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Then they hang it up, and then they scrape all them bristles off, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they take that hog down, and they cut it up into pieces. What piece they're going to put here, and what piece you're going to put there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we get our pork. Mm-hmm. Everything out of pork.
You don't have to skin him or anything?
Yeah, you have to take that meat and skin it sooner or later whenever you cook it. You have to, we skin the cracklings. They're better with the skin off of them than they are to leave the skin on them.
Mm-hmm.
The skin's a little bit tough if you leave them on there when you're rendering out lard. Old folks used to use a lot of lard. We don't use lard much anymore. Mm-hmm. We use Crisco and shortening, you know, vegetable shortening now. Because it's good for our, it's better for our higher blood pressure and for our cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.